This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. As of this week, more than a quarter of the states in the USA now allow gay marriage. Minnesota and Rhode Island became the 12th and 13th states to start issuing legal same-sex marriage licenses on Thursday, August 1st. Now more than 30% of the U.S. population is covered by laws allowing same-sex marriage. But if you look at those states, the 13 states plus the District of Columbia, you will not see Pennsylvania among them. That state still has a law on its books banning same-sex marriage. And yet, there was a story that just came out this week about a lawsuit there because of a bureaucrat. The Register of Wills in Montgomery County, just outside Philadelphia, Bruce Haynes, who has been issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Now, I became aware of this story because of our next guest, Angela Giampolo, who's been on with us many times before and who tweeted this week about this lawsuit. So I asked her to come on. Angela is an entrepreneur and an attorney and an activist for LGBT causes. Welcome back to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Tell me what's going on there in Montgomery County, which is just outside Philadelphia.
Right, yeah, Montgomery County has about 800,000 people, so it's outside of Philly, but it's still very large. Honestly, where we stand now, no one really knows what's going to happen. So the Register of Wills, Bruce Haynes, apparently was contacted by an elderly lesbian couple about 10 days ago and said, you know, we're confused, DOMA fell, does that mean we can get married? So Register of Wills Haynes spoke with the city solicitor, and this came on the foot of the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Kathleen Kane, stating that she was not going to defend the ACLU case that was just filed in Pennsylvania that is seeking to make Pennsylvania's mini-DOMA unconstitutional. So in looking at her decision, refusing as Attorney General of Pennsylvania, refusing to defend the lawsuit, and along with looking at the Pennsylvania Constitution, the Register of Wills Haynes decided that he had authority to start issuing these marriage licenses. So Pennsylvania came down very quickly and now sued him. So that's where we stand as of now.
Okay. Now, again, this is illegal in the state of Pennsylvania and has not been overturned yet. The case by the ACLU to overturn the state law has not gone to trial yet, has not gone in front of judges yet. And why does this guy, Bruce Haynes, the Register of Wills there in Montgomery County, think that he has this authority?
I mean, he absolutely does not have the authority, right? So in looking at this as an activist, in one hand, I say no amount of civil right change in the entire history of the United States hasn't started by some level of civil disobedience. So that's me as an advocate, and that's me as a human. But as a lawyer, we really do need to look at rule of law, right? The law currently states it's illegal. He's issuing marriage licenses that technically are not recognized. So, you know, I ask for everyone in Pennsylvania to realize just because 60 marriage licenses have been issued does not mean they are recognized. Those people have absolutely no states' rights within Pennsylvania. Something that just came out yesterday that I didn't get a chance to tweet about yet, I just found out late last night, the mayor of State College, which has about 1.2 million people, and another official in Center County have said, we don't have the authority to issue marriage licenses, but if you're married in Montgomery County, we will marry you. In other words, just because you're issued a marriage license, you still need an officiant to then actually marry you, sign it, and then you return it to the Register of Wills. So we have mayors in other large cities now saying, sort of like what Gavin Newsom did in 2004, Gavin Newsom didn't issue marriage licenses, he married people. So there's a group called Mayors for Marriage Equality in Pennsylvania, and I think you'll see a big movement amongst the mayors to back him symbolically. But ultimately, he's been sued as a rogue public servant, which at this point he absolutely is. And the ACLU case, it's also important, as you said, it just got started. It's a month old, and this case is filed in the Commonwealth Court. That's where states sue each other. So it's in the Commonwealth Court. which would get appealed to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which means, in short order, this case could be dealt with by the end of the year. The ACLU case could have taken anywhere from 2 to 6 years if it went all the way to the Supreme Court. So on one hand, I tell people, you know, the fate of Pennsylvania's mini-DOMA could be dealt with by New Year's.
All right,
if
now
it goes the way we're thinking.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. Okay, so let's say a lesbian couple wants to get married, and so they go to this Register of Wills, which would seem to be a weird place, but I guess that's where you go to get a marriage license. You go to Bruce Haynes, and he signs this piece of paper and says, there you go, you now have a license to get married. But you live in Ballykinwood, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, in Montgomery County. You can't go to City Hall there and say, okay, I want a justice of the peace to marry us right here, because they are not going to do that in that municipality. But if you went to State College, which is a couple of hours away, then they would have somebody there at City Hall who would marry you. But nowhere in the state would you really legally be married. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And even when you, even though you said that correctly, it still doesn't make any more sense, does it? I mean, so once DOMA fell, all of us scrambled to try to figure out what that even meant, what DOMA being repealed meant. And really what it's boiled down to is you have all these federal agencies which recognize marriage in two ways. Place of residence or place of celebration. Either the place where you reside recognizes gay marriage or the place that you celebrated it recognizes gay marriage. And so therefore, even though you're in Philadelphia, you can avail yourself to immigration rights because immigration deals with place of celebration. In this case, the 60 people that have gotten married or have they have marriage licenses live in neither. They're neither in a place where of residence where the residence recognizes their marriage, and they're neither in a place of celebration where they celebrated at State College, let's say, recognizes their marriage license. So the ACLU has issued a statement saying we have it'll take years to figure out where these 60 to 100 to 150, however many licenses he will issue, because he's already been served with an injunction to stop, and he said, you know what, go pound sand. I'm not stopping. Sue me. He's been sued, but he's still doing it, and he said he will continue to do it until the matter is resolved. And we have no idea where those marriage licenses will stand legally once it is, in fact, legal.
Wouldn't it be easier, Angela, for these people to get in a car and drive an hour to Wilmington, Delaware, where it is legal for same-sex marriage?
But even that wouldn't necessarily make a difference because place of residence, they would still have to come back to Ballykinwood. It's still not recognized in Ballykinwood. So now you're married in Delaware. You would have access to immigration with the one federal right. But ultimately, in my opinion, as a lawyer, what I've been telling people time and time again is, wait until the state, if you live in a state that does not recognize gay marriage, then the safest thing to do is to wait because a lot of states have what's called residency requirements in order to get divorced. So I have clients who've been married 7 years, they're broken up, but they can't get divorced because neither of them reside in Canada where they celebrated their marriage. So the safest thing to do is wait until the state that you live in recognizes gay marriage. The advocate in me says, go to Delaware, have a $70,000 wedding, go hard or go home, and then mail all your receipts to your state reps here in Pennsylvania and show them how much money we're willing to spend in other states and to hurry up and legalize it here in Pennsylvania.
All right, now,
it really depends.
I've only got a minute left there. You've got a Republican governor there in Tom Corbett and a legislature that obviously hasn't wanted to go along with this. What are the prospects for making gay marriage legal, perhaps by referendum there? Because the people of the state, the majority of them favor gay marriage.
Unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, the issue of marriage is something that is not allowed to go to the ballot. So a lot of people don't realize that we may win at the ballot, but there's no legal way that it could be a ballot issue like in New Jersey. So that leaves us with the ACLU lawsuit, this very weird rogue lawsuit that we're dealing with now,
yep,
or legislation. I think, and everybody thinks, Corbett's days are numbered. So we have potentially Rob McCord or Allison Schwartz as next governor. And let's say the ACLU case or any case goes all the way up, then you have the attorney general and the governor in a year or two that would need to decide to appeal it.
I got you. All right. I'm all out of time, Angela, but I thank you very much for the update and wish you luck in changing things in Pennsylvania. I'm Paul Harris, and this show is America Weekend.